satisfy you. The stage is ready for you. Welcome to KiwiRadio.nz, our weekly showcase of New Zealand music, streaming live every Tuesday, 7 to 8pm New Zealand time, simulcast on upfm.co.nz. I am your host, Ralphie, plugging two artists today, Liberty as well as Natasha Lee. So stick around for those two wonderful guests from down under Aotearoa. But first, my good friend Michael Murphy has sent me some new music from his band Written by Wolves. So I thought I'd start off with something pretty epic. Don't let the title confuse you or deflate you. The song is called Misery, and it's far from it. It's really epic with the operatic voices and everything. If you like Kiwi rock, listen to this up loud. Kiwi Radio. Just be made for me. And straight afterwards, we're going to jump straight to our first guest, Liberty, joining us today on the phones.
Just be made for misery.
tuned into KiwiRadio.nz. Literally didn't want that song to end. Very glitchy, very epic. It's the New Zealand version of Muse. What can I say? This band is called Written by Wolves, headed by Michael Murphy, a name that's very familiar in the New Zealand music scene. He's been on the podcast too as well. So you got to check out those boys. Writtenbywolves.com is their website. We're showcasing New Zealand music for the hour today. And our first guest is Liberty, all the way from Hawke's Bay, a singer-songwriter. There's not much more in the bio, so I guess we'll just have her on the phone to discuss what music she's doing for 2023. Welcome to the show there, Liberty.
Hiya.
How you doing? How's Hawke's Bay?
Oh, good. A little bit cold at the moment.
Yeah, it's pretty freezing. We're here in the middle of winter in New Zealand. I'm looking forward to summer, personally. Well, welcome to the show. Now, I hadn't heard of you before, so welcome to two radio stations today, both at kiwiradio.nz and upfm.co.nz. We're also simulcast on a whole lot of video channels as well tonight too. So take it away, give us the plug. Tell us about you and your music.
Okay, so I'm Liberty. I'm a 17-year-old singer-songwriter from Hawke's Bay. I've been writing songs for about, I'd say, 5-6 years now, and singing and playing guitar for as long as I can remember. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
That's awesome. And tell us about your first song, which is called Messy. What's it about?
So my first song, it's kind of about feeling like everybody around you is overreacting and kind of the frustration that comes with that.
Overreacting into particular...
This one specifically, my room was messy.
Okay.
And, yep.
Shout out to the mums and dads out there.
Yep, exactly.
What does a messy room tell you about what's going on in your mind, kind of thing?
Yeah, it was kind of, the whole song's kind of like a metaphor for my life being messy and me being really busy, and to just kind of, you know, give me a break. That kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. The up ebbs and flows of life, really. Sometimes you just gotta chill, you know? Speaking of chill, please come chill with us here at kiwiradio.nz. First track is Liberty. The track is called Messy. You heard it here.
I'm headed for the killer. Oh, no freedom, I'm keeping in. Uh-oh. Have no faith in them, don't lighten them, surprise them, uh-oh. Headed for the south, uh-oh. Keep the light out, uh-oh. Better shut your mouth, don't talk too loud. Let the truth out. And you blow it off, another overreaction. Almost out of line, ready for the fracture. Call for backup, because it's messy. Another overreaction, almost out of luck. Ready for the fracture, call for backup before it's messy. Whoa. Whoa-oh, just another day. Whoa-oh, keep enjoying your way. Whoa-oh, now you're here to stay, at least let me in. So you blow it off, another overreaction. Almost out of luck, ready for the fracture. Call for backup, because it's messy. You blow it off, another overreaction. Almost out of luck, ready for the fracture. Call for backup, because it's messy. Take out of luck, call for backup, because it's messy, and you blow it off, another overreaction, almost out of luck, ready for the fracture, call for backup, because it's messy, and you blow it off, another overreaction, almost out of luck, ready for the fracture, call for backup. It's messy, yeah, you blow it up, another overreaction, all of a sudden I'm ready for the fracture, call for backup, because it's messy, whoa.
You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz. Our first guest today is a singer-songwriter from Hawke's Bay called Liberty. You can check out her music at bio.link/Liberty. For all the socials. Hey, Liberty, how was the Outfield Festival? That was the last gig publicised. Have you had any gigs since then? And how was that festival?
Oh, the festival was awesome. It was my first festival I've ever played at, and I really enjoyed it. The weather was really nice. It was looking kind of questionable leading up that week before, but it was so nice. It was a really fun event to play at. I've been playing at kind of wineries and restaurants and stuff since then, and that's all been really good as well.
How do people discover you and invite you to play such awesome festivals? Like, how did you get booked for this one?
To be honest, I actually don't know. I just got an email asking if I'd like to play there.
Nice.
So I guess it's just kind of word of mouth.
That's pretty much what music does, eh? You never quite know where it ends up. So hopefully we get your music out there to a new audience as well. We have actually quite a big audience today. Well, for us, we're kind of like a little jazz club, we say. Sometimes we average 10 live listeners, every Tuesday. But today we've actually got 30 unique listeners all the way from United States joining us today. Let's have a look, San Jose. And we also have Australia joining us today, and also New Zealand cities, though we have most of our listeners listening in from New Zealand in all the main centres. So we've got Wellington, we've got Palmerston North and Auckland as well. Our biggest listenership right now is Wellington, so thank you, Wellington, represent. Liberty is our singer-songwriter for today. So you're 17, you're making all this music. How are you getting it all recorded? Are you doing it yourself, or do you have help?
It's kind of a mixture. So the ones that are playing tonight, they've all been done professionally. But for all of them, I went into the studio with kind of a demo that I made myself so that the producer knew exactly what I was wanting to go for.
And what sort of record are you wanting to go for, a particular time and era, like, 70s, 80s, 90s music, some particular bands that inspire you? What kind of record are you trying to aim for with this recorded music?
I feel like it's kind of all my own thing, to be honest. I've got lots of inspiration from lots of random places, like the kind of artists I listen to range from, like, Chili Peppers, Stereophonics, to then like Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. Radio friendly. So from the 90s to current, that's awesome. So you said you also play out at Wynyards and things like that. Do you have any gigs that you want to plug? Or should we just check out your socials? You'll be posting some of your...
Usually kind of post anything that I've got coming up.
Awesome. What's the Hawke's Bay music scene like?
Oh, it's really cool. I've got lots of friends and stuff who are musicians, and everyone's really supportive, and it's really cool. It's quite a community.
Any shout-outs to local musicians and friends that you want to shout out?
Shout-out to Richie from Music Machine.
Music Machine.
And the local music shop here.
Good. That makes
me... Woo!
Yeah, you got to support the local music shops, right? And we'll go to the next track now. We do have Natasha Lee joining us on the second half of the show, everybody. Stick around for that. So two guests in one show. Liberty is doing a 3-song set. This is song number 2. Tell us about the song Echo?
This is a song that I wrote kind of about the little voices in your head telling you what to do or what not to do. I kind of got a bit carried away and kind of thought, well, the voices in your head, they will kind of come at once. So at the chorus, I have like an echo, like rounds kind of thing going, which is kind of, you know, representative of the thoughts going around in my head and everything. It's kind of hard to describe. You kind of just have to hear it.
Are the voices talking to you right now?
Oh, yeah.
What are they saying?
Come on, let me say something decent, you know.
Yeah, voices in your head, can't turn them off sometimes. Is there a technique that you, like, you tell these voices if you want some peace and quiet?
A little bit. That's kind of what my third song's about, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that, and we'll play the second song right now. Liberty, thank you so much for joining us and showcasing your music today. This is Echo. You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz. Hope you're enjoying the tunes.
I wish I could see in the dark, glowing eyes cut through the night and burning spark.
Tuned into KiwiRadio.nz. Really lovely song, that one. Congratulations, Liberty, on such wonderful music. Thank you so again for showcasing it tonight. Now, you gave us a teaser. The third and final song is about the voices in your head and how to shut them up. please elaborate a bit more. What's this next song about?
Yeah, so this is a song that I wrote kind of about how me, so it's about, it's called Meet Me in Rome. But I kind of use Rome as a metaphor for an escape for all my problems and escape from the voices in my head and escape from all the stresses in my life. So for me, that's kind of, you know, sitting down and playing my guitar and playing some music. So it's kind of about that, how I escape from everything.
Have you been to Rome, or is it in your list?
It's in my list. We went over to the UK with my family over the summer, and then all the trains were striking, so we couldn't even get to Rome.
They were striking at the time?
Yeah, all the trains were striking, so we were worried we'd get stuck there.
For better wages or something?
Yeah.
I've been to London. Their train system is the heartbeat of the city, right? Are they still open late, do you recall?
Yeah, they are.
It's not 24/7 though, right? I think from memory, it closes at like 3 a.m. things. I have very good memories of London. What else can you tell us about that London trip, seeing as though I love travel, so you might as well.
Oh, yeah, it was really cool. We were going over with my family to meet my stepdad's parents because they live in Wales and we haven't been there before.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really cool to see all the different places because I'd never been further than, I don't know, a couple hours on a plane away from New Zealand. So that was a long way and a lot of jet lag.
Yeah.
But it was so cool seeing all the different spots.
That's cool. Did you get to check out any live music or anything while you were there?
Yeah, a little bit here and there, kind of like local people. At the local pub, I pulled out my guitar a couple of times and played them some songs, which everyone seemed to enjoy.
Oh, cool. And how did that feel? Makes you want to do more?
Yeah, it was funny, all the... Like, I'd play a New Zealand song and no one would know it, but it'd be the kind of thing like April Sun in Cuba that everyone loves here.
Yeah, right. That's like a super famous song by, I've got a mind blank.
Dragon.
By Dragon, yep. I should know that because, funnily enough, we're like 86 episodes in this podcast and I've ended up interviewing one of the band members from Dragon, his son. And his son's also, his son's also into music as well. So it's really cool to see that musical legacy kind of carry on.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, no, that's cool. And April Sun in Cuba is such a pub classic, right? So yeah, Dragon.
Yeah.
They're definitely Kiwi though, right? They're not Australian. Pretty sure they're Kiwi.
Dragon. Yeah, they're Kiwi.
Yeah, they're definitely Kiwi. Yeah, we'll take that one. Kiwis invent some of the greatest bands. On Earth, are there any other really awesome New Zealand bands that you really like?
I was playing a small hall session for New Zealand Music Month, and I was playing for a band called Devil's Elbow, and I really enjoyed that music.
Yeah, they're definitely pretty cool. Yeah, we've got such a great music scene here, and it's not like it's all in one city, too. Like, it's like... most of our cities have something super awesome coming out and including yourself. I really hope you continue on with your music. I really enjoyed the songs I've listened to so far. And if you want to check out the music, the website again is bio.link/liberty. The reason why I mentioned that website is it's got all the other links to all the other websites. So you can kind of check that all out in your own time. And we also, want to thank you again for joining us for your 30-minute plug. We're just 27 minutes in, so we're pretty good with time, right? So if we play this song, we're going to be like perfect on the 30 mark. So we did so well.
Yeah.
We did so well. Now, have you been on a radio station before?
Not really.
Nice.
I entered like a competition on The Breeze, so I was on The Breeze for about, I don't know, 15 seconds.
Yeah. Well, here at Kiwi Radio, we like to take our time, especially because all about New Zealand music. We don't have ad breaks to go to. We don't have, you know, this and that. We can really, like I said, this podcast is almost like a really cool jazz club, a small, unique boutique jazz club. That's what I've been saying anyway. So, thank you so much for joining us digitally all the way from Hawke's Bay here to, actually, I'm in Auckland. So there you go. You've just played your first Auckland gig. You've probably played Auckland before though, right? I don't know. I really want to thank you, Liberty. And we hope you stay cool and stay creative. Is there anything else you want to share for 2023 coming up and things? Recorded music, live music, anything like that?
I do have some recorded music, but I don't have any release dates. So I guess just have a look at my keep follow my pages and stuff, and I'll keep you updated as to when that kind of thing is happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll keep our finger on the pulse as well. And I see that you've got on the photos there an awesome red guitar. Do you have a name for your guitar? And also, what model is it?
My friend named it. I can't remember what she called it, though. It was some really weird name. It was like red in another language or something. But it's a Fender Duosonic.
Fender what?
Fender Duosonic.
Oh, that's awesome. Was it a gift or anything like that?
No, it was my first electric guitar I bought from the local music shop. Thanks, Richie.
Thanks, Richie.
Great.
Yeah, so it's quite a special guitar to me, though, because I've just recently started up on a TikTok page, and all my TikToks that have done well, I've used that guitar. So.
There we go. It's starting your journey with you, and hopefully it'll have an official name at some point, I'm sure. For now, it's just red in another language that we don't know. Speaking of other languages, are there any other languages that you know or are fluent in, or is it just English and pidgin English when the time?
No, it's just English. I wish I could speak another language, though. I speak a tiny bit of Spanish because I had to learn it in school.
Oh, okay. Well, take it away. Can you tell us a greeting in Spanish or anything like that, or something cool?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Yeah. haven't heard that one. Español?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Hey, Liberty, I will end the plug there, and we hope to meet you in Rome or in Auckland or anywhere else that you end up playing. You've really got a wonderful journey ahead of you and such fabulous music. We hope it continues on and sparks a lot of joy in your life. So and I'm sure it does. So we enjoyed listening to it this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. Well, you hope you enjoy the rest of your night. Stick around, everybody. We have Natasha Lee coming up as well here on Kiwi Radio. It's all about New Zealand music. Thanks for joining us.
Meet me in Rome with the ruins and the secret stories covered in gold. Meet me in Rome. Angels will come and protect me, not leave me alone. Meet me in Rome, 'cause sunsets are better out of dirty white windows. Meet me in Rome. I don't wanna come home. This place is like eggshells, question put back on a shelf to be shown to the world, watching smiles of the people as they walk by. Lips curl, but this eggshell is broken and putting on the show. Meet me in Rome, with the ruins and the secret stories carved in gold. Will come and protect me, not leave me alone. Meet me in Rome, 'cause sunsets are better out of dirty white window. Meet me in Rome. I don't wanna come home. This place is like old lace, ripped, dirty, torn lace, but the lace still found its place. I'll be gone. Stories carved in gold. Meet me in Rome. Angels will come and protect me, and I'll leave me alone.
Bertrand into Kiwi Radio. That is 17-year-old singer-songwriter Liberty singing her little heart out from Hawke's Bay. Please check her out. That's very beautiful music. They say music is the language of the soul. It's certainly true for our next guest, Natasha Lee, entering the biz as a newcomer singer-songwriter in 2021 with her debut single Psychic. She has gained listeners worldwide that she herself describes as both unexpected and mind-blowing. We hope to kind of continue the legacy that music does, reaching all sorts of audiences and by showcasing it right here on Kiwi Radio. Shout outs to all the Australians listening, the Kiwis, United States, Dougal listening in on the video chat there as well. Yeah, we're all over the place. You got to spread your wings when you're live. And by the way, people also download us as an MP3 download. If you want to check out the replays, we're 86 episodes in. We've done most Tuesdays. We've skipped barely any Tuesday. We're still going strong. Natasha Lee, welcome to Kiwi Radio. How you doing? That was a long-winded intro. I realize that, but
it was perfect. I'm not complaining.
I have a pair of headphones on, and what can I say? I love my little radio voice that I do. I don't know.
Fair enough.
That's kind of bragging. Yeah, no, let's not start there.
Fair enough. You're allowed.
Now, you're a small-town girl going to a global digital stage. Tell us a little bit about your journey so far.
Yep, small town girl, born and bred in Gisborne on the east coast of New Zealand. Lived here my whole life, minus a couple of years when I was a teenager. I was living in the Bay of Plenty. Came back home because my family was all here, and my music journey started about then, actually. It just started off as poetry, that's all, and I didn't turn it into music until a couple of years ago. Long, terrible story short, I had my heart broken and I was at rock bottom, and I just kind of felt like I had nothing else to lose. I've always been a really self-conscious person, and I almost didn't feel good enough to release music when I was younger. Always just supported my musician friends instead. But when you get to rock bottom and you're like, well, I don't care what people think now, it's the best time to put music out. So that's what I did.
Yeah, life hits you. Life hits you hard sometimes. Now, Natasha, I'm a little bit of a singer-songwriter myself, and I remember the very first song I wrote was called Baby Love Hurts, because my girlfriend at the time broke up with me via email. So,
oh, wow.
Yep, love hurts, definitely. And I remember my family coming to my first piano concert, and here I am singing my little ballads out. She just emailed me, and yeah, it was pretty emotional, but also very uplifting to get it out there.
It's a bit of a catch-22, eh?
Yeah. How has it felt, though? So you've gone through some things. You've made some art because of it. How does it feel now listening back to that art?
Sometimes cringy, if I'm completely honest.
You can be honest.
But like you said, pretty uplifting, to be completely honest. I'm actually proud of myself. So apart from the cringy, I'm proud so far. So it can only get better than that.
Should we start off by playing a tune, and then we'll get to chat to you straight afterwards in your lovely segment of three songs? The first song is called Salem, and we'll play it right now. I've got it queued up. Let's play the tune, Kiwi Radio. We've got our guest Natasha Lee joining us in the phone today, right up till 8 p.m. here. It's just 7:30 now on a Tuesday night, 13th June 2023. Thanks so much for joining us here.
Not the ones who burn them all alive. And who was weaving words of deception? They turned it to the blind, leading the blind. If you paid attention, you might as well sing. Cause if you float, you're not getting out of this. And what good are the pure if they're dead in a pond? Wow, the evil's in plain sight, laughing along. There is no point in hiding. It's
spells of the gods. They've made up their minds. They don't need to ask, and no need for a trial. It's just common sense. You're guilty until proven innocent.
You'll destroy me for my witchcraft,
but run towards me for my remedies. Heaven forbid your husband hears us laugh while making potions for your birds and bees. Truth is, if they come for me, they'll have to drag me out by my feet, and they'll be dragging you too. They'll be hanging you too. If it wasn't God, it was the choices of men. Small town syndrome putting lives to an end. A king so obsessed with the work of the devil, he lit up the stakes to be rid of the rebels. The side of the story that isn't so tragic. All the fire and water couldn't kill all the magic. Imagine breeding hate for years only to learn we're here, descendants of those you couldn't burn.
You destroy me for my witchcraft,
or run towards me for my remedies. Heaven forbid your husband hears us laugh while making potions for your birds and bees. Truth is, if they come for me, they'll have to drag me out by my feet, and they'll be dragging you too. They'll be hanging you too.
The artist is Natasha Lee. Songs formed from Heartbreak. I'm glad you got that art out there. It is very beautiful music, actually. You can check it out. Yeah, I can tell it's from Thank the you. Heart, you know. It's truthful and everything.
It is.
How are you on the other side of that drawbar? How are you doing right now in 2023? Because it's been 2 years.
A heck of a lot better, put it that way. No longer, I can honestly say I am no longer heartbroken. So much better living that happy, free, single life. Just myself and my daughter, and yeah, making music. Onwards and upwards.
Very good.
Good. That makes me happy.
And you heard it. You heard it here, Bachelors. NatashaLeeMusic.com is the beautiful artist. And what's coming up for you in 2023 musically? What are you up to this year?
I've kind of recently lost a bit of my writing mojo. I don't know where that's gone. I think I've just been too busy, to be completely honest. Had a couple of gigs so far. I opened for the wonderful Jennifer K. Austin and Zephyr Loves here in Gizzy back in April. And then in May, helped a friend organise a New Zealand Music Month gig here in Gizzy, which was absolutely amazing. We had eight local acts, including myself. Yeah, it was great. We packed the place out, so that was awesome. Working on a few releases at the moment. I've probably got like an album's worth of music that's unfinished, so I'm working on which ones I want to finish, and then I'll just release them as singles, and possibly some gigs coming up around October. But yeah, time will tell, really. Just going with the flow, mainly. I kind of like to make music naturally. I don't want to feel like I'm forcing something out just for the sake of saying, hey, I've got a new song out. So just going with the flow.
Yeah, absolutely. I always feel that the muse, the songwriting process, the art, the artistry, it's got to be like organic in a way. And it does. It has ebbs and flows. Sometimes you feel really inspired. Sometimes there's times where you're just doing life. Strangely enough, at those times when you're doing your life, you're still collecting stories. You're still experiencing things and experiencing emotions. Eventually, it'll come out in music at some point. That's how I find it. NatashaLeeMusic.com. Also, check out Bandcamp, Natasha Lee. By the way, Lee is spelled L-E-E .bandcamp.com. NatashaLee.bandcamp.com. Anyways, next song is The Willow Tree. Tell us about it. The Willow Tree. Tell us about the song. Please. Okay. Tell you what. I have fat fingers. and sometimes I disconnect phone calls. We'll get her on the phone. We'll play the song. That's what we'll do. Live radio for you. Woo!
Kiwi Radio. Hey, this is Tash.
Kiwi Radio, I hope we have.
Thanks.
We're getting ghosted here on Kiwi Radio. Yeah, I'm not sure why that is. That actually hasn't happened in a long time, but that's live radio for you. And we are streaming from Gisborne to Auckland, so maybe there's a bit of weather issues or something, and we don't know. So what I might do is I'll give Natasha Lee a chance to call me back. Meanwhile, it's about New Zealand music, so I'll slip something in between right now for you. This next song is Stuck in My Head by Valer, who's also been on the podcast, by the way. Shout out to Valer. Let's get this music rolling, and hopefully we'll get Natasha back. Natasha, are you there? We'll get her back. Hello, Kiwi Radio.
Hey, Rafi, it's Tash. I'm just calling off my other phone.
Awesome. Well, we got you live. We'll stay there, and I'll be right back. That's good news.
Thank you.
radio.nz, showcasing New Zealand music for you live at Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday. That is Valere with Stuck in My Head. That's her latest track that was released and has been from the debut album Colors that was released actually back in 2020. So it's been going for a few years now. If you want to dig into the archives and check out the Valere interview, check out episode 76 in our MP3 archives. Disclaimer, you need to be a high roller to get into the MP3 archives. $2 a month helps our servers keep going. So yeah, you need the mega bucks for that. But yeah, we really do appreciate everyone joining. Special shout out to MDWH, Anarchy, John T, and all sorts joining the membership there. And that is the plug. Now, Natasha Lee, you're back, right?
I am.
Awesome. That, I have to admit, that is marketing genius that you were ghosting me with the phone calls, because your third and final song is actually called Ghost, right? So
that was totally done on purpose.
Yeah, I knew it. Marketing genius, right? It's like when Lady Gaga walked into the awards in an eggshell thing. I actually don't know what that was about. Was she the egg? Was she I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe she felt like she was walking on eggshells, so she thought she'd literally walk on an eggshell, maybe?
I don't know. But you're marketing genius, absolutely. Well, anyways, thank you for unghosting me. Is this what your next song's about? Ghosting a text, ghosting a call? What is it about? Or did you actually see a ghost?
It's actually none of the above.
Yes.
It's totally related to the last couple of songs weren't actually related to the heartbreak I spoke about before, but this one is. It's in regards to, you know, breaking up with somebody when you're practically living together, and then that person leaves for whatever reason, and there's just memories in the house everywhere, and you feel like you can't move on because everywhere you look, that person is still there, and the life that you thought you were going to have is still there, kind of getting in the way in a sense. So,
Wow. Yeah,
that's what the song's about. Not dodging phone calls or ending phone calls or marketing genius, but, you know, I'll take it.
No, items or positions really can remind us of a time and place, right? So have you been watching that TV show in the UK called Hoarders? Pretty sure that's what it's
called. I've heard of it, but I haven't.
Oh,
I don't think I've seen it, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So, are you a hoarder? Are you thrifting every week? Tell us.
No, I'm not. Okay. I love a good thrift shop, don't get me wrong, but hoarding, definitely not.
That's good. That means you're in a good place, because, yeah, if you watch that show, yeah, sometimes that trauma hits people and then they start collecting teacups or something.
Yeah,
you know?
I've just got a house full of teacups.
You do?
No, I said, you know, you start collecting teacups and then they just have a house full of teacups and you can't walk in the door. That's the program, right? You like can't even walk in the doors of their homes because there's just stuff everywhere.
If you were to hoard one item, though, what would it be? And you can't say food.
Oh, man, I was totally going to say food. How did you know that?
Genius, really.
Probably photos.
Probably, yeah, that's photographs. A nice one. I like that answer. You're smart.
Good.
Yep.
Good. That makes me happy.
I like to think so.
I'm out of questions. Do you have anything to say?
No, I don't. Bring my music. Buy my music.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right? It's a music show. Natasha Lee, small town girl to a global digital stage. Check her out, natashaleemusic.com. And we wish you all the best for 2023 with your music. We definitely enjoying it here. And we'll continue to spin it as much as we can. So we'll play your song.
Cool.
I think it's 8 o'clock now. Yeah, we're good. Thank you. Stay cool, stay creative. Natasha, thanks for joining us here at Kiwi Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Well, that'll be the sign-off, I guess. And thank you again to Natasha for calling us back, not leaving us hanging or ghosting us. Ghost is the track. Natasha Lee, Kiwi Radio. TV.
sometimes see yours. It depends on the light, but his Cupid's bow. Well, if I'm not mistaken, it's a contrast to you. So I let darkness take me.
Hey, it's Kiwi Radio, the fastest hour of New Zealand music. Thank you so much, Natasha Lee, and also thank you, Liberty, our first guest. Hit the rewind button if you missed it, or you can catch the replay on kiwiradio.nz. Oh my goodness, our listenership has gone and jumped to 40 unique listeners. That is awesome. That is really good to hear. I think we're slowly climbing the podcast charts. And if you want to help us get there and reach more people, just share this around. Share the downloads. Play it at work. We don't care. Just do it. Or support the service for $2 a month. Or you can actually sponsor the show if you really want. If you're made of the dough. I have to say thank you to our existing sponsors. AucklandMamaMarket.co.nz, RebellionGaia.com, an RPG video game if you have Steam. Really cool story, RebellionGaia.com, AucklandMamaMarket.co.nz. And I want to say thank you for the Helensville AMP Showgrounds for booking me this Sunday. You can check out that market from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. this coming Sunday if you're in Auckland. Would love to see you there. I'm spinning the decks, playing some music, you know, having a good time, really. Support some local stores as well. That's what it's all about, right? And that is the show. We have a ton of music coming up on the station. We do. We have Keb Hart joining us. We have Monk Seals, Greg Conrad, and many, many more. If you want to be part of the podcast, the best way to actually reach me is Instagram. Instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. It is a private account, so you have to add me manually. I want to make sure that you're not a bot. And, make sure we can connect like real human beings. Outro music, let's cue it. Song playing in the background is an original. You can check it out, ralphie.bandcamp.com. That's Ralphie spelled R-A-L-P-H-E for all my original stuff, if you're keen bean. I want to say a huge thank you again to our wonderful Kiwi musicians today. Let's do the plug again, natashalee.com and also bio.link/liberty. Right, we're going to put the Autobot and engage it now. Thank you again, Dunedin. Thank you, Wellington. Thank you, Palmerston North. Thank you, Gisborne. Thank you, Auckland. Thank you, Australia, Perth. Thank you, Sydney. Thank you, San Jose in USA. Oh, love you all. And please join us next Tuesday for more Kiwi goodness. And remember, keep it local, stay cool, and stay creative. Over and out.